Well, hello there, and welcome to episode 354 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. This is a Monday through Friday podcast, and we're reading through the Bible on three tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament, and track three is the books of poetry and wisdom. Each day we read from one of those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Also, I try to average about 10 minutes per show. Today is a track one day, and we'll see what happens when David responds militarily against Absalom. Our translation this week is the Contemporary English Version. Let's begin. 2 Samuel chapter 18. David divided his soldiers into groups of 100 and groups of 1,000. Then he chose officers to be in command of each group. He sent out one-third of his army under the command of Joab, another third under the command of Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, and the rest under the command of Ittai from Gath. He told the soldiers, "I'm going into battle with you." But the soldiers said, "No, don't go into battle with us. It won't matter to our enemies if they make us all run away, or even if they kill half of us. But you are worth 10,000 of us. It would be better for you to stay in town and send help if we need it." David said, "All right, if you think I should." Then, in a voice loud enough for everyone to hear, he said, "Joab, Abishai, Ittai, for my sake, be sure that Absalom comes back unharmed." David stood beside the town gate as his army marched past in groups of 100 and in groups of 1,000. The war with Israel took place in Ephraim Forest. Battles were being fought all over the forest, and David's soldiers were winning. 20,000 soldiers were killed that day, and more of them died from the dangers of the forest than from the fighting itself. Absalom was riding his mule under a huge tree when his head caught in the branches. The mule ran off and left Absalom hanging in midair. Some of David's soldiers happened by, and one of them went and told Joab, "I saw Absalom hanging in a tree." Joab said, "You saw Absalom? Why didn't you kill him? I would have given you 10 pieces of silver and a special belt." The man answered, "Even if you paid me 1,000 pieces of silver here and now, I still wouldn't touch the king's son. We all heard King David tell you and Abishai and Ittai not to harm Absalom. He always finds out what's going on. I would have been risking my life to kill Absalom because you would have let me take the blame." Joab said, "I'm not going to waste any more time on you." Absalom was still alive, so Joab took 3 spears and stuck them through Absalom's chest. 10 of Joab's bodyguards came over and finished him off. Then Joab blew a trumpet to signal his troops to stop chasing Israel's soldiers. They threw Absalom's body into a deep pit in the forest and put a big pile of rocks over it. Meanwhile, the people of Israel had all run back to their own homes. When Absalom was alive, he had set up a stone monument for himself in King's Valley. He explained, "I don't have any sons to keep my name alive." He called it Absalom's Monument, and that is the name it still has today. Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, said, "Joab, let me run and tell King David that the Lord has rescued him from his enemies." Joab answered, "You're not the one to tell the king that his son is dead. You can take him a message some other time, but not today." Someone from Ethiopia was standing there, and Joab told him, "Go and tell the king what you've seen." The man knelt down in front of Joab, then got up and started running. Ahimaaz spoke to Joab again, "No matter what happens, I still want to go. And besides, the Ethiopian has already left." Joab said, "Why should you go? You won't get a reward for the news you have." "I'll run no matter what," Ahimaaz insisted. "All right then, run," Joab said. Ahimaaz took the road through the Jordan Valley and outran the Ethiopian. Meanwhile, David was sitting between the inner and outer gates in the city wall. One of his soldiers was watching from the roof of the gate tower. He saw a man running toward the town and shouted down to tell David. David answered, "If he's alone, he must have some news." The runner was getting closer when the soldier saw someone else running. He shouted down to the gate, "Look, there's another runner." David said, "He must have some news too." The soldier on the roof shouted, "The first one runs just like Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok." This time David said, "He's a good man. He must have some good news." Ahimaaz called out, "We won, we won." Then he bowed low to David and said, Your Majesty, praise the Lord your God. He has given you victory over your enemies. Is my son Absalom all right? David asked. Ahimaaz said, When Joab sent your personal servant and me, I saw a noisy crowd, but I don't know what it was all about. David told him, Stand over there and wait. Ahimaaz went over and stood there. The Ethiopian came and said, Your Majesty, today I have good news. The Lord has rescued you from all your enemies. Is my son Absalom all right? David asked. The Ethiopian replied, I wish that all your Majesty's enemies and everyone who tries to harm you would end up like him. David started trembling. Then he went up to the room above the city gate to cry. As he went, he kept saying, My son Absalom! My son Absalom! I wish I could have died instead of you. Absalom, my son, my son. May God bless the reading of His Word. As David's army was to go out to battle Absalom and his men, he planned to go with him. Now, why do you suppose that is? Do you think it's because the last time they went out and he stayed home, that's when all the trouble began? Yeah, me too. I think he figured he'd rather die in battle than have something like that happen again. But his men convinced him that he was much more valuable alive than dead. And of course, you heard David's order, as well as his army did, that Absalom was not to be hurt. But as Absalom's forces were being slaughtered to the tune of 20,000 men dead, he mounted his mule and tried to flee. Some leader, huh? Well, anyway, remember how proud he was of his hair? Well, now it is that of which he was proud that traps him. There's a whole sermon in itself. But I'll leave that for another time. So his hair gets caught by a low-hanging branch of an oak tree, and Absalom is unable to free himself. And when one of Joab's soldiers reports to him what happened, Joab finds out that the man didn't finish off Absalom because he was afraid of what would happen to him when David learned that his order to leave Absalom unharmed was disobeyed. So Joab goes to where Absalom is hanging and runs him through three times with spears, and then has 10 of his men finish him off. The question is, why did Joab disobey King David's order? Well, as the general of the army, he was certainly a wise tactician. First, he knew that David had been a weak father. He hadn't disciplined his children, and this is a big part of the reason that Absalom became the man he did. Second, Joab figured that if Absalom was spared, he might continue tearing the kingdom apart. And third, even if he didn't continue in that, Absalom was next in line for the throne. And Joab could see that this was not a man worthy to be king. A case could be made that Joab actually did both David and the kingdom a favor by killing Absalom. David could get back to being the king without having to defend himself from his son, and the kingdom could reunite behind David. In the next chapter, we'll see how Joab responds to David's grief. What do you think? If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 354.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @_steveweb_#lifespringmedia. Be sure you're subscribed to the Lifespring Family Audio Bible in your favorite podcast app. This is a daily Monday through Friday show, and that's the most convenient way to get every episode. Tomorrow we're on track 2, and we'll be finishing the book of Hebrews. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you so much for being here. Bye.